I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're so grateful that you have decided to be with us. You're going to love this show. Our weekly winning word is revive. I love that word. Just saying it out loud, revive, just gives you energy, I think. It actually means to give new strength or energy to. So the word itself kind of refers to energy. And so I'm really excited today. We have our guest in the studio, Reagan Ward, and she is one of the founders of Leslie Tyler Designs. And the really cool thing about her story is her and Austin are reviving some of the older homes around Peoria, and including the one that you live in, right, Leslie?
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
Or Reagan, I should say. It's Reagan Leslie.
Reagan Leslie, yes.
Reagan Leslie, because it's your middle names.
It's middle names, yes. So it's I'm Reagan Leslie, and then Austin is Austin Tyler. So we put our middle names together. And
which is a really cool name.
Yeah.
Leslie Tyler Designs.
Yeah.
So my guest is actually Reagan Ward of Leslie Tyler Designs.
Yes.
And we are just going to be talking about that weekly winning word, revive, this week. And as we do, though, I want you to think about your own life. And maybe there are some areas that you need to revive.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you might love what you hear from Reagan today and think, hey, I got a home that needs reviving.
Yeah, maybe.
Wherever you want to apply this word, it's a great word. So let's get started, Reagan. And so why don't you just tell us a little bit about you, a little bit about Austin, how this whole Leslie
thing
Tyler
happened.
Design
yes.
happened, and your passion for it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So as Kim, or you mentioned, I am the co-founder of Leslie Tyler Design. We are an interior design firm, and we handle residential as well as commercial. And we also do home staging and then also property design and development. So we kind of do design all in all facets. My husband, Austin, and I actually both went to school in Bloomington. And we started our entrepreneurial journey about 5 years ago. And we dealt with logistics of actually being the last leg delivery service for bigger companies. So bigger companies would hire our smaller company to handle delivery services. So that's kind of where we got the bug of being entrepreneurs. As we look to kind of settle down, and obviously college is over, we actually fell in love with an older home here in Peoria. So that's kind of how we ended up here in this community. I had grown up in an older home as well as Austin. And it's just once you live in an old home, you kind of catch the bug. So that was our goal, is to find a fixer upper that we could kind of love on and work on and kind of use as our project. So as I said, we've been in business about 5 years, doing really a great business in Central Illinois. We've had a chance to meet a lot of people and I think do a lot of good. But we were looking for something that we could really stretch our creative wings at. And this kind of fell into our lap. So we have been operating here for about a little over half a year or so. And we have loved every minute of it. We've actually been extremely busy with helping homeowners, especially homeowners of older homes, create new spaces. A lot of times we get overwhelmed with older homes because they're a lot of work. I get it. My house is a lot of work as well. But I think that honoring them as pieces of art, honoring them as the craftsman kind of homage to that, gives you an appreciation for them, gives you a chance to really take a step back, and even like the creaks that we think are, you know, should be quieted, or, you know, the squeaky door. I feel like that's character. That is a story to be told. That's a sound that, you know, people that have long gone, you know, heard. So I think that using those homes in that way and looking at them from that perspective, you can always put in your modern take or your modern approach to them, but without taking away and stripping them of that. So that's our love. That's our little happy place. And we've, you know, kind of been working with homeowners, like I said, as well as commercial businesses to keep that alive and to revive that. So
that's awesome. And you guys actually have revived your own home.
Yep.
And you've got some pictures on your website
because
I've seen and it is stunning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It has been a journey. It's always like a journey. It's always a progress. And you can also find us on Instagram. And our social media account, you can find our business information, but our social media presence is at BlackHouse7. And that's going to kind of give you a behind the scenes. As I mentioned, I work with my husband, and then our daughter is a big part of our careers, our lives. You'll see her quite often. Actually, her name is Seven. So that's where that comes from. So if you Black House 7 and 7 is spelled out, you'll get a chance to see kind of a behind the scenes, our day to day, where we find things, where we get inspiration from, some of the projects that maybe haven't hit our professional website. So I always encourage people to check that out. You'll obviously get to know us very well, very quickly. And then also, if you are looking for our professional website, it is LeslieTylerDesign.com. And that will take you to, like I said, all of the divisions of the interior design division, as well as home staging and property development. So,
and you guys are actually a lot of times using older stuff to revive that too.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole concept is just reviving.
Yeah. Well, and I think it is. It's important because I was saying back in the day, a chair would be designed by an artisan. Even if the artisan wasn't famous or well-renowned, that was something that took time to hand, you know, whittle or to carve. And I think nowadays, and it's just, you know, the way in which the world works, we've gotten so commercial that you see one chair and there's a million chairs exactly like that one. So just as much as we love old homes, we also love vintage and antique pieces because a lot of times they're thrown away. You know, like I said, they could be a little bit creaky or a little bit wobbly and we think that they're no good. And like I said, my art is not necessarily on the walls. It is in my interior spaces. It's surrounding me. So,
well, you actually said before the show started when you and I were talking that one of your dreams was to be an artist.
Yep. That was my first thing. I said, what do you want to be? I want to be an artist. And I had no idea. Of course, I'm like 5 at that point. So all I know is I like to color. So I'm going to figure out a way to make that, you know, a dream. And then my second, what do you want to be when you grow up question, I wanted to be an architect. And I loved Frank Lloyd Wright, and I lived in Springfield at the time. So the Dana Thomas house was obviously very, I went on every field trip, I think, that they offered. And I loved, you know, the stained glass windows and like the story behind it and his craftsmanship that he not only did the design of the architecture, but then he also did the interior furniture.
So
as
you've
well.
Been able to kind of apply both your passions.
Yes, luckily.
The
30 years later.
In this room is crazy right now. I'm sure you guys can hear that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. You are listening this morning to my guest, Reagan Ward of Leslie Tyler Designs. And you know what? We are just talking about our weekly winning word, revive. And just that word itself, it actually means energy, to bring new strength or energy to. And as we have been talking about Reagan and her and Leslie Tyler Designs and how they're reviving old homes, I want to encourage you, though, to apply this to your personal life, because it is about your personal goals and your personal dreams. And what are some things in your own personal life that need a little reviving, that you could set your heart on fire? I love this quote: the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. And isn't that so true? And we want to help you. You know, we want to help you get excited about your goals and dreams and help you be successful in whatever that is. And that's what I've decided is all about. If you have not joined our community, if you are not logging in or haven't logged in to join our community and not receiving our weekly winning resource, want to invite you to do that at ivedecided.org. And while you're there, check out our resources. Those are the business members that are here in the surrounding area that are a part of I've Decided providing resources for you, like Leslie Tyler Design. And check them out. And those are difference makers in our community. Those are businesses who care about you and your goals and your dreams and want to see you win at life. Get revived or whatever it is that you need to do. And so thanks for tuning in this morning. I hope you are as excited about this show as I am. I live in an old house, Reagan.
Yeah.
We've talked
about
that.
You were telling me about that. Yes.
1959.
59. That's a hat. Well, and now that's back in style. So, you know, you're cutting edge. So,
well, you know, and that when Joe and I first got married, he had that home before we got married. And so we moved in and I was like, this is an old house. I don't know if I like it. At first, I'm like, we got to sell this house and get a new one.
Because
you know, I've always had the vision of that new house, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I started realizing, man, we will never get the character, as you were saying in the last segment, we will never get the character in a new house that we have in this house. There are things in this house that you will, unless...
Yeah. You
even
can't
if
replicate.
You designed you, it, you cannot replicate
no,
it.
No.
For example, you have to come over and
I
see
am.
This because I don't
heard
know
a lot
what
about
to
this.
Do with it. But when you walk in the very front door, right to the left is this built-in waterfall thing where you could probably put flowers in a garden and mm-hmm. have the water trickling through.
Right.
The waterfall actually works. We don't run it because I'm not quite sure where it goes, what it does. There's like dirt in there.
Right, right.
And
you
so
have to
I
do
just
a little
keep
kind of
looking at it and hiding it with some
uh-huh.
things.
Uh-huh.
But I would love to revive it.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's making it a conscious decision. A lot of times it's a forgotten spot. So you mm-hmm. just kind of like, oh, we'll just forget this. But making it that statement piece that's like, that is what you see when you come in. That's what's welcoming you, you know.
Yeah, you can't forget about it because the first thing you see when you walk in, everybody walks in and they go, what is that?
Yeah, yeah. So you might as well make it deliberate. You might as well make it just in your
it
face loud.
It needs to come out or
right.
we
or
need
or make
to,
it,
yeah. So that's just one example. You know, lots of people have heard me laughing about my 1959 windows. We'll be hopefully replacing those soon. But
yeah.
I'd love to hear some of the examples of things that you've replaced and just different things. Like just use your house, for example.
Yeah.
What are some things that you guys have changed? Walk us through.
Okay. So the very first thing that we did when we moved in was our full bathroom. So we quote unquote gutted it, but we didn't really take it down to the studs. So we did all new, like a new tub, new tiling work. But one little fun project that we did was take a buffet. And something you'd see in a dining room. So it's actually pretty tall compared to what is standard. But it was fine because we were both very tall people. So we were like, okay with that. And we took the buffet. We took two salvage sinks. I think we got for like $10 a piece. I paid little to nothing for them. And we got with a plumber who was willing to kind of work with our vision. And he cut out the holes for the sinks to sit in. And then he also kind of... reworked the drawers so that we could use those as well for storage. So it's a buffet that's from a dining room and two really salvaged sinks. And instead of one sink, now we have two, and it's narrow enough that it works in the bathroom. So, let's see, what else did we do in that bathroom? We put in new tile, which I love. It's this crazy print that's pretty much everything else in the bathroom is white, but this tile. But we added in, our heated flooring pad underneath because we're obviously living in an old home. So those are like those modern touches that we were like, nope, we need this. But we can, you know, do away with that. So let's see. But I was very adamant. That room had marble baseboard that was probably like a half an inch to an inch thick marble. And
like real marble.
Real marble. And that was my main thing is, and Austin and I actually kind of went back and forth on it because there were some spots that was missing marble. They had added in a wall that was, you could tell was drywall because originally the bathroom sure had a clawfoot tub in it. So when they made a modern shower, they put in this drywall kind of wall. Well, that didn't have the marble on it. But we went back and forth. Do we replace it? Do we not? And I was like, you don't rip out marble. So mind you, it wasn't brand new marble either. So I couldn't just go to, get marble. You know, that was it. So I had to find salvaged marble that had the same patina. And I actually found it from the Old Home Society. And they're in Bloomington. And those people there are just, they're gems. And they dug through their marble with me. And we found the matching piece. And then cut it to match. So now I've got marble baseboards throughout my whole bathroom. And I'm very happy.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
But, yeah. So those are, like, the things that kind of take
a
little bit more work.
Talk about reviving.
Well, reviving. But, you know, like you said, we also had fun. Like, in our staircase, we have a, two-story staircase. And we had to redo, obviously, all the floors and the staircase and all of that. But we painted our ceiling black. So we've got this black ceiling, which works because it's high. And it almost disappears. You kind of have to see it. But those are the things that I think, like I said, you can have fun with your space. You can still put your own personality in them, but we still have the crown molding as if it was never touched, from the very beginning.
So you painted the ceiling black.
Painted the ceiling black. And we actually have a very modern chandelier in the staircase, but it's set in this very, it's still the same floor plan. We didn't do it. You'd have to see it. But I'll show you a picture.
I can't wait. You're going to have a little open house, right?
Yes. And as soon as we've got a couple more spaces to tweak. But once we do that, we will have an open house and invite really the whole community. And we just want to kind of, showcase kind of, like I said, our style. It's hard to describe it. But once you see it, it makes sense.
Yeah. So. And again, they can see some of these pictures.
Yes. Where at Black House 7, spelled out. 7 is spelled out. And that's, like I said, our behind the scenes of kind of what we do.
So at Black House 7,
yes, follow along.
Yeah, follow along. You can see some of those pictures and what Reagan is actually speaking of. You can actually see it. So be sure to check that out after you're done listening to the show today. So it's got to just be exciting going into these older homes and just getting a vision
of
what can happen.
And they can be fun. They don't have to be museums. That's what I always tell people. Just because you live in an old home doesn't mean you have to just, do what was there, but you can honor it and you can still inject what you want.
Awesome. This is so exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. If you are just tuning in, I have my guest in here, Reagan Ward of Leslie Tyler Designs. Half of Leslie Tyler Designs.
Yep.
Austin Tyler is the other half. I have to say this because I really, truly, I think this is awesome. When I met you guys for the first time that I met you guys and learned what you were doing, I thought, we have our own little Chip and Joanna Gaines right here in Peoria, except for Reagan and Austin.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. That's very nice of you. I don't think we're quite there, but yeah, we like homes that we do share. The love of just your space is your sanctuary. Your home is that's where you go at the end to get rejuvenated and you revive yourself daily. So I think that making that a priority is, you have to, and even if you're not into design, even if you don't think you need a huge makeover, I think your surroundings and what you interact with on a daily basis is reflective in how you view the world. And, if you take care of that space, then I think the rest will follow.
Oh, I so agree with that. So I was thinking while we were on break, though, that maybe some of our listeners, they may not live in an old home. You know, we got a lot of listeners. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be getting excited about all the things that you've been sharing with us as far as reviving some of those older homes and some ideas and thoughts. But, what about those listeners who they live in a more modern home, but let's say they haven't really done anything in over 20 years.
Right.
And their house starting to kind of look a little dated.
Yeah.
What are some suggestions, Reagan, that you would say, these are a list of things that you could go through and just change out a little bit, do a few things.
They don't take, too much time and too much money. So I think, and one of my favorite pastimes as a child was to rearrange my room. And I don't know if this was shared across the board, but obviously I had no money and my parents were not going to buy me, new rugs and new pillows every time I want it. But sometimes just changing your configuration will, revive a place or a space. And I think something as simple as changing out a floral arrangement or maybe getting, you know, a couple pillows or something like that. You don't necessarily need to change everything. But I think that, you know, each season even, you know, it's springtime, you know, you've put away the holiday decor. Maybe I can get it, you know, like I said, a floral arrangement that wasn't there before. Maybe I can just get a new throw. And I think those little small changes are so impactful. So, and that's really kind of what our home staging division focuses mostly on, is working with homeowners that really, I don't need a whole bunch changed. I don't want to rip out my walls, or I don't want to retile my bathroom. But what can I do that's just going to, you know, kind of give it a little oomph, kind of just revive a little bit. And a new set of eyes is a great thing. So all of our consultations are free, and we come and we just talk with you. So even if you're on the fence about it, I'd always say, hey, have us over. We can take a look at it. A pair of fresh eyes will do wonders. And, you know, sometimes that really is all you need. And sometimes we can do it for little to nothing because you've already got the pieces. They just need to be kind of reworked, maybe edited a little bit, maybe added to, just depending on. But I think, like I said, your space, your home, that's where you get your energy from. That's where you're going to be able to, you know, prepare for whatever you have to tackle that day. So I think putting that focus there and making sure that you're taking care of that space so that it can take care of you is without a doubt, you know, where you need to start. So
you come in, you do a free consultation,
yeah.
And then you give an estimate based on. So let's talk a little bit about resources.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
mentioned like
resources.
For your marble floor, or in your
yes,
bathroom,
in our baseboards.
You found this
that
place.
That was at a salvage place.
But
mm-hmm.
let's say you come over to my home and you do a consultation, and we walk through and talk about all the things that I'm excited to change or do or
right.
renovate.
Right.
What does that look like? And how would, you know, then would you come back with a quote that shows this is, you know, like, do you set up, like, let's say I wanted you to design my whole house, new windows and everything. Mm-hmm. Do you line up the window installers? Do you
oh,
do
yeah.
that
well,
part?
Like, if you want more of like, I guess, a complete remodel, then we have a pay structure that's kind of more consistent with what you would get for an interior designer just traditionally. The home staging, like I said, those consultations are really geared to people that don't really want to change a whole bunch. You know, maybe you do want a little, you know, your space needs something, you know, you're tired of looking at the same beige couch. But you don't really want to, you know, invest in a huge remodel. You just like, hey, I'm having family over, you know, I'm hosting for the holidays, and I can tell this space is tired. So can you help me out? So the home staging, like I said, we come through, we talk about your goals, we talk about things you like of the space, things you don't like of the space. We really ask to kind of go through your whole house, not your drawers and your closets, but just seeing what's maybe in your dining room that maybe if this was repositioned in your living room, it would bring about, you know, something completely different. So we kind of walk through, and our main goal with home staging is how can we get the biggest impact for the smallest number? So we work per hour, but typically we need just an afternoon. So like I said, it's really, really affordable for most homeowners and even renters sometimes, you know, because we don't. But yes, if we do the interior design, we do handle like contractors, I'm sorry, and whatnot, and we would line all that up. Or we also work with professional cleaning services and handyman services. So if you're just doing home staging, like I said, if you're hosting for the holidays, I always say, hey, if you don't want to put up all your Christmas decor, if you don't want to have to worry about that, you can just focus on, you know, your recipes and getting, you know, your meal
you
on the table.
You can do that as well.
Yeah. We work with, like I said, professional cleaners. They then come in, they clean the place real well. If you need some touched up, you know, this wall is looking a little drab, we're going to paint that wall. We can handle that, like I said. And if it's just rearranging what you already have. And then we also have a small warehouse of things that we've collected. So if we need to pull, like, hey, I've got a chair, I can pull this in. You know, like I said, it's pretty easy peasy. It's not a lot of, you know, disruption to your day for the most part.
And then you have those resources that mm-hmm. you prefer. So you have like your preferred people that
do.
You use.
If you don't want to use, you know, we'd obviously give you that ability if you would like to use a particular person. But what our contractors do, and which I will, you know, kind of give a shout out to my electrician who I love, Lee, he is really good about like working in houses that instead of a lot of times for plaster, it's difficult to refish wire through a wall. So a lot of electricians will suggest either tearing all of that down, which now you're down to the studs, and then you're gonna have to put all the drywall back up, or they will surface mount things, which surface mounting is necessarily the prettiest. So Lee is our electrician that's worked on our home, but he is very good about, I think we had to add a light in a room that was on our first level and didn't have any lighting before. And he was able to cut maybe a couple 12 by 12 holes and was able to fish that wire through. So that's what, like I said, our niche is trying to not be as obstructive as possible, not tearing down your house to the studs and working with you already have.
That's awesome. And you have, like you just said, someone like Lee that you trust and can
and
see your vision.
And like I said, works with that. You don't have to go all or nothing. You can meet in the middle and find a happy medium. So like I said, if it is just a small tweak, have us out. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
I feel like the great news is that you're going to do it for the best price possible, too.
I get that
feeling. Yeah. Because we'll talk more about that. We got to take a break here quick. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are wrapping it up today with my guest, Reagan Ward of Leslie Tyler Designs. You and your husband, Austin, he's the other half of this.
Yes,
but I have had, this has just been amazing. Your energy, Reagan, is just contagious.
A lot of coffee.
Lots of coffee going on, but it is contagious. And I've just so enjoyed learning all the things that you have going in your design business. It's awesome. We've been talking about our weekly winning word, Revive. And just as a reminder, we'd love to be sending you your weekly winning resource, which has your weekly winning word and weekly winning quote and some things that just keep you on track for success, to keep you motivated during the week. And we send those out every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. to all of our members. And you can become a member of I've Decided, and we would love for you to join our community by going to ivedecided.org. And again, while you're there, check out all the resources. You can find Leslie Tyler Designs there as well. They are a resource and business member of I've Decided, and we are grateful to our resources because it's because of them that we're able to have this show and get information and education and all the pieces of the puzzle for success out to you here through radio. So we want to say a big thanks to our business members of I've Decided. So as we finish up on this last segment here on the break, you said something about heritage, where did all this come from?
Yeah.
And so I thought that was really cool. And I know the listeners want to hear this. So help us tell.
So both of my parents really did an amazing job at exposing me to so much growing up. So we grew up in an older home, and, you know, that was 100 years old when I was younger. So it's about 130 years old now. And I always say I got my decor from my mom and my craftsmanship from my dad. My dad was the type of guy who, you know, he made violins for fun. Like, that was his for fun. So what that taught me, though, was take your time and enjoy the process, you know, as much as you enjoy the end result. So, you know, that kind of influenced me even now. You know, I was, I think, 6 months pregnant, you know, refinishing our floors, you know, with a sander. So that was just, like I said, my parents did the work of making sure that I understood. Just like I said, the end result was wonderful. And, you know, like I said, my mother was very good with her artistic eye. So I always say that I got that from her. But my dad, in terms of just really taking your time to build something and enjoying the process and taking the time to do those varnish coats that, you know, you have to wait the 24 hours to cure and all of that kind of stuff, really made me appreciate every little aspect and even the things that weren't so pretty of the house. Like I said, the creaks that you think, oh, I need to nail that down so it doesn't make a sound. No, that's the life that's in your home. So,
appreciate that.
Yeah,
I love that heritage. So you actually, what about Austin though?
Austin.
Does he have a similar heritage? I mean, or did you kind of drag him in?
Well, kind of twofold. He did grow up in an older home. He grew up in Covington, Kentucky, which is at the very, very top tip of Kentucky, right across the river from Cincinnati. And one thing that I love about his hometown is it is close to the river. And therefore, you're going to see a lot of brick buildings. And most of those buildings are still standing. They're kind of having a whole revival right now. of those homes, but they're still standing because they were made by brick. So you've got tons of row houses, and his community is exploding. So he grew up playing basketball. He played at Illinois State. He was, you know, a basketball star for, you know, most of his growing years. But now that he kind of took a break from that, and well, took a break, ended that.
He graduated.
He graduated. Yes, it is done. He's retired. But now he looks back and he's like, oh my gosh, all of this that I didn't see. So he deals with more property development. He's more of in that kind of realm, and he's working on some properties now. But like I said, it was one of those, you kind of open the eyelids and then, you know, he was off to the races. I didn't have to do any more pushing after that. So it hopefully, like
he
I said,
he just caught that fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it, like I said, I just opened up the eyeballs and he, you know, was already in the environment to appreciate it. I think it was just the first time that he really, you know, sometimes it takes, like I said, a new pair of eyes to say, look what you've got here.
Right. Now, what's his role in this? What's the
role? Yes. He does, like I said, property development. So he's really involved with acquiring properties, working with people that are doing like complete remodels. So from the ground up, if you've bought a, you know, sometimes you'll buy a home and you don't even move in because you're like, look, I know it needs tons of work and we're just going to do it first instead of living, you know, amongst it. So he's does a lot of that. And then down in, like I said, the Cincinnati, Covington area, they're having really a revival, I think, of the community as a whole. So he's
actually working in his hometown some
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so he comes go back and forth. So he goes down there and he's working with a couple gentlemen down there, and they're, like I said, reviving it. But luckily, up there or down there, most of the structures are still there. So they need some work, but the structurally, they haven't been torn down yet, which is the goal for us, is, you know, to save these things from being just torn down and turned into parking lots, because that's no fun for anyone,
no,
I don't think.
No, you want to keep that character. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so again, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Yep. So our website is www.leslietylerdesign.com. There you can find our phone number and our email address and all of that good stuff. If you're on social media, you go to @blackhouse7, and 7 is spelled out. That is our kind of behind the scenes. You'll see, obviously, our family. Like I said, our daughter is a very big part of what we do.
She's so cute.
Oh, she's our little butterball.
I was a little sad that you didn't bring her today.
Oh, well, I don't know if she'd do so well with the radio. but yes, you'll see her, because I always say she's my assistant. She likes to pick out things and, you know, she already has an opinion at 1.5. So, yeah.
Well, she's probably going to be artsy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we hope so. We're working on a canvas right now, so we're trying to get that rolling.
Teaching her how to color.
Color, paint. Yeah, but yeah, that, like I said, that'll be a peek into kind of our day-to-day, our process, and like I said, just reach out to us. We do not bite, and we are here locally, so we really want to, you know, invest into the local community here in Peoria.
Yeah, I want to encourage you guys, if you're even thinking, I mean, you said you do free consultations.
Free consultation. You got, you know, 30 minutes, and, you know, I don't bite. I'm nice. I play nice. So
I think
like
they can tell. I think they can hear your niceness. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, and your passion.
Yeah. And it's what I love. So I just want, like I said, to extend this to anybody, homeowner or renter, please, you know, invest into your space, because you deserve it. You do deserve it.
And we've been talking about the word revive, and obviously reviving your home, but you know, let's revive our hearts. Let's set our heart. Again, the quote that we have in our success planner and journal is, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.
Yep.
That's what we want to do. We want to just set your soul on fire for your goals and your dreams. Mm-hmm. And what is it in your heart that needs to be revived? Get connected with I've Decided. We'll help you be successful in your goals and dreams. Thanks for tuning in this morning, Reagan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Enjoy
the rest of your Sunday. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?